rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one...
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's...
You're a cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
On the Gwyneth Paltrow thing. If she were drinking tea, it would be in the bag.
And to think of sweaty balls.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, there's a dry it off, this powder.
Balls
this
are all... balls.
I don't know.
I don't want them near my face.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that math make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
That is so grimy. Yo, you are grimy as they come. No, no, put the crown on here. She's queen douche.
Oh, my.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tangent. Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
For 7 hours back, and I'd do it again.
If I was Santo's dad, I'd be like, you better leave that heifer.
Do you know what heifer means?
Oh, yeah,
you called me a cow.
That's kind of terms of that's what they say when you don't like the wife
no,
or the girlfriend.
I would rather a lot of other words than
I
heifer.
I can't believe he just called you a heifer.
I can't either.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
Can we just get one thing out of the way?
Sure.
We undersell the adult Disney problem. I cannot state just how psychotic these people are.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Go.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everyone?
Good morning.
Hi, Courtney.
Hi.
What it do?
Hello, Wiggy.
What's good, man?
Curtis.
Boy, we'll always have those 2 weeks of socks.
The way that game ended last night was pure, unadulterated torture.
Oh, yeah.
So are you out again?
You can answer for me. You lost a baseball game in a way that has only occurred twice in the 100-plus year history of Major League Baseball. Only twice.
Original. The team's original.
I mean, it's you get walked off, and you shouldn't even call it a walk off. Right. It should be called a mitt off, is what it should be called. You're walked off on a catcher interference call in the 10th inning,
right?
Listen, you're right, Curtis. It was premature paradation on this show while you were gone, and you're probably. Unfortunately, it pains me to say it. You're probably right. I got too excited. But they rip off a 10-game win streak, and I am back in. And then Wiggy said it a billion times. Here's the test. Here's the litmus test. And you're down. Now you're down in this series thanks to a catcher who can't keep his freaking mitt out of the play. And also, I'll say this about Major League Baseball and that rule. Like, it ought to be null and void on a check swing, Curtis. Like,
right.
It should not be called on a check swing.
I agree. If you're not actually swinging the bat to hit the ball, if you're trying to stop, it's like the tuck rule. If you're not trying to throw the pass, it shouldn't be a fumble. But it is, and the rule exists for both sides. And it was an awful way to lose, but just sort of, I don't know the exact numbers. But when you begin an extra inning with a runner in second and nobody out, how often does it feel like the Red Sox, especially on the road, skunk the top of the 10th? And then the home team has literally like a 99% chance of winning when they have to just get the guy home from second.
I believe I saw the numbers last night, yep. and I believe they are 0-7 when it comes to extra innings.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
I think. Shime, check that for me.
Yeah, it was something ridiculous when they were.
I believe Gregory is correct. Also, like Wiggy all day yesterday said, you know, we had such a great rotation when it came to pitchers for the last series. Now we're going into kind of Scribbins. Walker Buehler performed pretty well yesterday.
Fine.
He wasn't
the
issue.
You wasted that.
Right.
You got like a good
maybe
start.
On the road, 5-10 overall in extra innings for the regular season. Okay. So maybe they're 0-7 on the road.
0-7 on the road. Then?
I'll look into that. They don't have it here, but that could be the case.
You got a good start out of Walker Buehler, and that is wasted.
Yep.
Wasted.
That was, it's just, you know, I put this one on Cora last night.
You put everyone.
No, this one is squarely on him. I was going to do it in my lead, but we might as well.
No, you can do it in your
lead. But I think we're going to ultimately talk about it. Like, I mean, everybody was talking about it last night. I mean, I don't know. I guess, do I wait till my lead? It's just, I'm ready to spit it out.
I feel like it's a good lead.
Yeah.
Don't waste it.
I mean, it might get wasted beforehand. So.
Don't strand it on second like the Sox do.
Might get wasted beforehand.
But I probably
could come up with another one.
Yeah, I want you to say it now.
You got it in that situation. You're on the road. Bregman can barely run because he got a messed up leg. You got a runner on second base. No outs. You got one of the best athletes in Major League Baseball. You think you might want to lay down a bunt and move him over to second base? To third base? And then you'll have you in a position where, and I think they were talking about it on the broadcast, Lou Maloney was talking about last night, you got to play for just to get that one run. You don't lay down a bunt. You don't take advantage of Duran's legs. He strikes out. Then Bregman comes up, moves him over the third base. He can barely run because if he could run, maybe he legs that out. And then you end up, Roman Anthony ends up swinging on a pitch that's in the dirt. Like in that situation, as a manager, you got to be like, all right, Duran, lay down a bunt here.
Yeah.
I mean, that's squarely on Alex Cora's shoulders. Lay down a bunt. Let's get the one run. Lou even brought it up. Their 7th, 8th, and 9th hitters were coming up. You had 1, 2, 3. Like that is on Alex Cora. That's small ball at its best.
You do. I mean, you need to score want any shot at winning a game on the road in extra innings with the new rules. Because did anybody doubt for a second we weren't going to go to the 11th inning last night when the Red Sox they squandered the top of the 10th?
The only thing I was keeping my fingers crossed is, like Lou said, you were going to be facing the bottom of the order. But it didn't matter because Hicks couldn't find the plate if it was the size of an RV camper. I mean, he could not find the plate.
It's depressing, though. Yep. Like, you start that 10th off with a big, giant K, and it's...
That's on Cora. Why are you not bunting in that situation?
It's just very, very frustrating.
The Phillies, the first opportunity that they had in the bottom of the 10th, it seemed like every batter was going up there to lay down the bunt. Luckily for the Phillies, Hicks couldn't throw it nowhere near the plate, so they didn't even have to lay down a bunt because he walked, what, 2 guys?
Yeah, I think that is the analytics department, maybe more than Cora, saying don't bunt.
Really?
If you need a lift to Worcester, please call Driveline.
I would think the analytics would go the other way and say, all right, lay the bunt, move
Billy
him over.
Bean is huge on not giving outs to the other team, and you don't play for one run on the road. You want to get, you know, if you're the home team and you just need a run to win the game, then you bunt the guy to 30, you have 2 chances to get him in, you win on a sack fly.
Yeah.
But I'm with you, Wiggy. You watched that game last night, and they are underachieving. And they make dumb errors. They have, while the rule probably shouldn't exist as it's written, it is. If this is any other team in Boston, the story is the coach or the manager. It just is. And I got so many tweets while trying to just walk Waikiki from people saying, oh, you still think Cora sucks, Curtis? It's like, when did we become Indianapolis where we raise banners after winning 10 games in the regular season? Who cares? This team is where they were the last 2 seasons. And if this second half swoon continues, or are we even in the second half? Probably, yeah, we're after the All-Star break.
Yeah.
Then I don't know how you sit there and say that next year is the year that Cora doesn't fall flat on his face in August and September. I mean, it's I have no idea, but they're playing against good teams on the road. They've won 22 of 50 games away from Fenway Park. They're not good against good teams on the road. That's it.
Speaking of analytics, did Brez's team over there have the Red Sox losing a game on a Nevarez interference call, which has only occurred twice in Major League Baseball? What are the odds on that, Curtis? Is that .00007
right.
when it comes to the analytics on that?
It's the same odds as Ken buying us dinner next week, Thursday night in Somerset.
And you can't be in a better situation if you're the Red Sox because the Yankees are playing Toronto, so it's your opportunity to gain some ground.
Well, you're not. So this is Tony from Woburn. Hey, Tony.
Why do you put your closer in when it's 2-2 in the eighth? I Fangulo.
Well, they made it seem like that was a great decision because that was the top of the order that Aroldis Chapman was facing. And he actually did his job. And then Whitlock.
Well, he always does his job. Right. I mean, unfortunately, his job is limited to getting three outs and never pitching any more than that at any time at all during a baseball game. So this is Eric from Chicopee. Eric, good morning.
Good morning. I just want to say Nevarez also had a mess up on a 10-game heater when he had two fast balls. But I want to jump on what Wiki's saying about Cora, and I think it's this: the too much is said that in public that he can't go against in the game. Like, they have this mantra of we don't bunt. They have he came out and said I'm not going to pinch hit for Roman Anthony anymore. And then in the last series, he had an opportunity to pinch hit for him, and he decided to keep him in the game. So it's like less is more. And when you get bound by your own words, then you can't make moves on the field.
Yeah. I mean, is he still on that we don't bunt on the road thing?
Clearly. Happened last night. It was a great opportunity for you to do it.
But that's analytics-driven, correct?
Yeah, I have no clue.
Did we not? We discussed that at length. That has to be analytics-driven.
Of course. It has no practical experience. It's just an algorithm, so it's definitely the analytics department.
Right.
But this works 62.4236% of the time.
All right, so take the analytics out of it, right? And you're just trying to, at this point, score one run to put yourself in a position to face the bottom of the order, being up by one. You know Bregman can't run. So even if you let Duran swing and let's say he does get a single, now there's a good opportunity for them to potentially get a double play. I don't know. I just felt like in that situation, the baseball heads were saying it last night. I was like, all right, this is the perfect opportunity with Duran and his speed.
Yeah.
You know, he might even lay down the button and get on first base.
No.
But against the analytics.
We shouldn't forget about the six where they had two guys on. Like, they had several opportunities last night. Mm-hmm. And they're running in their hits. Their average and performance with runners in scoring position has been bad all year long.
Well, Red Sox lose 1 to the Phillies, and you can talk about that all morning long and all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. On the show this morning, our leads in about 10 minutes or so, and then they said it at 7:20, and that is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. We will certainly discuss what Bengals owner Mike Brown said about paying guys who aren't showing up and other things during They Said It. News with Courtney coming up at 7:45. It appears perhaps that our president, President Trump, has heard your plea and is willing to intervene on your behalf so that your true crime thirst can be quenched.
For one day only? You're getting MAGA Courtney.
Really?
One day only.
Really?
Take it.
This is it? This is all it took?
Just one day. One day is one day.
This is all it took?
That's it.
Oh,
all
right. Okay.
Just one day. Not my guy. Today he is.
I got to see what happened.
Courtney, I would wait for that bonus to hit before you.
All right. And MAGA then Courtney. We're going to give the Jackson 5 another go at it at 8:45.
Oh, all right. I'm excited for this.
Are you excited?
Yes.
Are you sure about this?
Well, remember, she wasn't here last last
here,
week.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, despite what the...
I thought Jackson wasn't here last week, too.
Jackson 5 at 8:45.
All right.
And as always, Hill Notes at 9:20 on this morning show. Kurt, it's kind of chilly this morning on my old man walk. I don't like it.
I had this brilliant idea as I was looking over the Charles. It is so... Boston is gorgeous. We have everything. Our tea doesn't work. A lot of things are not really successful here, but it's a beautiful place. Shouldn't we separate the summer and the fall? I feel like it's having your birthday on New Year's. Like, you go Christmas, New Year's, and then you have to wait a whole year to have something where you're getting a gift. Because I love the fall. I walked this morning, I was like, this is awesome. It feels like football.
I like it also, but I summer just started. Like,
right.
like that's my problem with it. I walked outside this morning in my normal running shorts and walking gear.
Athleisure.
And, my athleisure. And it was 56 degrees outside. It's supposed to be 72 degrees
outside. Because we're not even in August yet.
No,
right. Like, it's like
I don't like it. But it seems like it's going to be one of the better days of the summer today. Anyway,
yeah, and it's going to be Thursday and Friday. You're going to be sweating like a madman. So I would enjoy today.
Well, a lot to get to on the show. Thank you for being here for some or all of it. And that includes Courtney with What is Trending First Thing This Morning.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. We already talked about it, but the Red Sox dropped their first in Philly 3-2 in 10 innings. It was a catcher's interference call with bases loaded in the bottom of the 10th that led to a walk-off win for the Phillies. Walker Buehler went 7 innings in this one, giving up a run on 6 hits while striking out 4. That score brought to you by Mass State Lottery. Let's make it the best night ever. Grab your friends, pick your numbers, and celebrate the night with Keno and the Mass State Lottery. You must be 18 years or older to play. Another one in Philly tonight, 6:45 first pitch with Richard Fitz getting the start. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:45 for the MassMutual pregame show.
All right, win the next two and sweep the Dodgers, then we'll forget all about.
Right back in it.
We'll forget all about the Cubs series in the first game of this series.
Yes, we will. There is a Celtics rumor that's hit the headlines. The C's are reportedly interested in free agent Ben Simmons. The former Rookie of the Year was connected to Boston from Mark Stein, who said league sources say that the Suns have also had some recent dialogue with the former All-Star, Ben Simmons, who I'm told has drawn interest since free agency began from Boston, New York, and Sacramento.
Yeah, right. I mean, I'd rather Angel Reese. She makes more layups and shots than he does.
Yeah, he was brutal last season, so I don't really get it.
Hey, guy hasn't been hitting his shot since he started messing with, what, Kylie Jenner?
There is no one more anti-Joe Mazzulla than Ben Simmons.
Oh, my God.
It was Kendall.
Well, Kendall, one of the Jenners.
Courtney doesn't keep up.
But, I don't, yeah.
One thing, though, Greg, there was a note in Washburn's column in the Globe Sunday that said the new owner, Chisholm, is dead set on a new arena for the Boston Celtics.
Okay, good.
So everything we heard, I think, was just sort of a way to not elevate the expectations, but I could see them cost-cutting and trying to get a new stadium or new arena, which is the only way they're going to make money on that investment.
That would be great.
Which would be awesome.
Also, speaking of good news, I think I saw Jason Tatum is already out of the boot.
I saw him working out in a boot. He might be walking around or, you know, like at times he's out of it, but I have no clue. I mean, you see him working out, so that's a good sign.
Well, that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Shaw's and Star Market have lowered hundreds of prices on the items you buy most, like boneless chicken breasts, snacks, cereal, and much more. See full savings claim details at shaws.com/lower prices and starmarket.com/lower prices. Shaw's and Star Market, go shopping, get rewarded. That's what's trending. Our leads coming up next.
Long distance dedication for Philadelphia, where there is a baseball team that needs to get it together now. The Red Sox walked off by a catcher interference call.
Right.
And the last time that happened, I was 5 years old in 1971, and it has only occurred twice in Major League Baseball.
I was clueless when I saw that last night.
Well, all of their analytics are wrong, because Navarro has tried to explain it away yesterday. Like, our modeling said that, you know, we usually are told if we need to scoot up or scoot back, and Sosa was like, I was in the right spot. So,
yeah, analytics says you need to move up a half inch in the box. Well, you can talk about that all day long, all morning long on this show and on this radio station. We are going to play the best Hill Notes back on this or on any other topic at about 9:20 this morning. So feel free to leave a voice note for us on the Odyssey app at any time. Is it a read every text Tuesday?
Yeah.
Shime, it is, Courtney? Yes.
Of course.
Okay. 401 texter, Conspiracy Stan, says if you leave a negative Hill note about Courtney or about Chime, it gets played. If you leave one about Greg, it doesn't. Chime, am I open to and accepting all Hill notes, be they ripping me or ripping anybody else?
Yeah, people just don't rip Greg. You want to rip Greg, go for it. Be my guest.
Have at me. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm here for. Have at me. I
don't think it's spoken, but I think Jackson is cognizant of if one slips through the cracks.
The man had just a mere week and a half ago had one that savaged me on dating Lynn's, I believe, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, we don't stand for that.
Huh?
We don't stand for that.
No. I mean,
you were also mad. One of them said you had lost too much weight, and you're like, come on, Jack.
Listen, I have zero approval on Hill Notes, and Jackson...
Goes through Jackson.
And when it comes to the priorities of what he selects, he selects Hill Notes that are about him first.
Right.
And then he goes, I think, to...
Bashing Courtney.
To Courtney and then to humor, I think.
Yeah.
How did everything go when you got home yesterday? Everything okay on the home front?
Yeah, everything's great. Santo's very proud of himself. I'm letting him have it. It was a good chirp.
Okay, all right. It's fine.
He got me, though.
Got you good.
Yeah, when Greg's talking about a douche move ruling on this show, I'm like, well, I was not douchey this past, week and a half, so it can't be me.
No, you were selfish.
Okay.
That's the only difference.
I was selfish. I was queen douche and a heffa.
It's heffa.
That's
you
what
keep going
I said.
The hard er.
No, I didn't.
Heffer.
No, I said a light A.
I didn't even know what heffa stood for.
Oh,
what's
well,
the difference?
Huh? Because
is one like slang?
Yeah, it's like, I didn't even know what it meant. So it means a cow?
Then maybe don't throw it out at a coworker if you don't know what it means.
Well, I know it means like...
Wiggy and I were laughing about it after the show, and he's like, my mom would probably use the other H word. I would prefer that one.
Wow. You'd rather be called...
Yeah.
Wait, this is too good. What's the other H word?
Can't trust these hoes. Yeah. I'd rather be... Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay.
You'd rather be called that than...
a heifer?
I thought Courtney and Wiggy thought four started with an H.
You realize you're nowhere near overweight. When I say heifer, I don't refer to you as like a cow.
Some people... the word hoe has kind of turned into something like... less derogatory. I mean, people throw that word out all the time.
Right, but I'd rather as like...
Just like I'm taking back the C word, people should take back the H word.
It's a great garden.
I'd rather be somebody like that is in like physically good physical shape like yourself, throw the heifer at me than the hoe at me.
Really?
Yeah, because no one thinks of the word as relatable to a cow. It's just, I think it means when your mother says you better leave that heifer alone. I don't think that means you better leave that cow alone.
Yeah.
No.
I
don't think so. So why do skinny girls get hit with the heifer?
I've never heard a skinny girl get hit with it.
I haven't. This is Jay from South Boston. What's up, Jay?
Good morning, crew. Hey. I'm out of the Red Sox. This team is just not interesting anymore. I would literally rather watch Greg Hill and Shime on the golf course. Because you know what? We can watch Shime take his hat off and show his three strains of hair all day. I'd rather that than watch this team.
I don't know. Yeah. It's like, and Curtis is rightly ragging on me about it, but it was, I thought they had turned it around. Right. It was a 10 game heater that they ripped off,
right.
And then you come out of the box, and you lose two out of the three in Chicago, and then you lose that one last night, and now my concern is that Brez, Sam Kennedy, John Henry, whoever is in charge, is going to sit there and go, well, maybe we aren't going to invest in these guys for this year. Like, that becomes my concern.
Yeah, that's always, that is definitely the concern. But it's...
Why would I invest in all these heifers?
But they still have to reallocate that money that they freed up.
They can reallocate it right into John Henry's wallet is where they can reallocate it.
But they said they were going to.
Courtney.
So...
Yeah, but Sam also said, depending on where they are, come the trade deadline.
Craig didn't really say that.
Well, that's because
Craig said that he was going to make the team better for 2025. That's all
I got.
All right, but you're starting off just like you started off last year, where if you're Breslow, if you're Sam Kennedy, if you're John Henry, it's like, here we go again, right back to a struggling second half of the season.
I have a prediction. Remember, it was right around this time last year that they extended Cora out of the blue. They're going to extend Bregman on August 1st.
Right.
After they don't do much at the deadline and say that everything was too expensive, but here is Alex Bregman. We signed him $40 million a year for an additional 3 years.
Yeah.
They're going to try and do. Does anybody believe that they will have the same payroll on this roster on August 1st that they had when Devers was here?
So you mean that they're going to use that 30?
They will reallocate all the money.
$30 million.
That they will 15, whatever it is, prorated.
Okay. Whatever the difference is.
Yeah, that they will have that on the books following the trade deadline.
I'm starting to be concerned that the answer there is no.
I would bet anything that the answer is no. And I pay off my bets. Look at the tattoo on my head.
Yeah, it doesn't look like based on, it's just, you had so much momentum and then you're in a great position. To have fans buy in and you come out and you do this. I told you there when we talk about must win, they must win the next 4 out of 5 games. That means you better win the next 2 against Philly, because if you don't, that's another series you lose.
And you better at least split with the or win 2 against the Dodgers.
Right.
Like I you're right about that.
If you don't, we're gonna be like, all right, well, you know, so you beat, let's say you beat the Phillies twice and then you lose to the Dodgers, you lose that series. It's like, man, you accomplished nothing coming out of such a great run going into the All-Star.
Let's go Red Sox.
All right.
Well, we are here to talk about it all morning. And Shime, let's get started with today's leads.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for the lead.
I know the artist, but I don't know that I know the song. Let it breathe for a minute. Breathe it. It's REO Speedwagon, correct?
Nailed it. Well done.
Okay. Is that called Changes?
No, this one is Keep Pushing. You're thinking of Roll With the Changes.
Right.
Unfortunately, different song.
Okay. Well, leads this morning brought to you by Subaru. Make this summer a Subaru summer in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hello, Shime.
Hey, Greg. Good morning. So my lead for you today, non-sports lead. As you know, Curtis and Courtney weren't here, but about a week or so ago, I went and saw the new Superman movie. Greg, I loved it. I know Wiggy also enjoyed it.
Yep.
It was great.
Rich Keefe really enjoyed it.
Yeah, a lot of people did, because it's a good movie. It's a fun movie. It's bright. It's entertaining. It's a lot of fun for a Superman movie, which we haven't really had in the past. Last few Superman movies have been dark and kind of gloomy and relatively okay. This one was great. And now,
what's
people...
your kryptonite?
Chick-fil-A, duh. Okay. Now people are upset because it's quote unquote too woke.
Oh. Okay.
I just
knew that one was coming.
Yeah. Look, some
is
people
woke.
I don't know. Where was the wokeness?
inherently, Superman is relatively woke. He is an immigrant from a different planet. Like, that's kind of just, yeah, it kind of comes with the movie.
Okay. I think it will be super woke if it's super they, them.
But ultimately,
did he cross the galaxy illegally?
No, oh, okay. I don't know. I don't know what the intergalactic laws are, to be completely candid with you. But, like, here's the thing. It's people want to make it woke. Right. It's not woke. It's a superhero. Like, the idea is, the premise is that this man from a different planet, far off in space, feels and acts more human than normal humans. Like, that's why it's him up against Lex Luthor. It's it's not supposed to be some woke story. So people on one side need to stop saying it's quote unquote too woke. And the other people on the farther side, on the opposite side, need to stop, like, weaponizing it as a woke story. Right. Both people need to stop. And, like, can we just enjoy a superhero movie?
You can't enjoy anything. Yeah. No, you can't enjoy anything. No,
God,
more.
It's a comic book character. It's supposed to be a story that teaches you a lesson. Right. Like, that's what it is.
Very well said. Like,
thank you.
Enough with declaring that everything is woke.
So annoying.
They did it with
Sinners. Now they're doing it with Superman.
Stinks.
Well, Sinners was so great.
No, Greg is the only. He's like Shine when it comes to what's his name? Shane Gillis. Yeah. Like, he's the only one who
I've
finds.
I've never
it.
Heard anybody say Sinners was bad.
I said it. Yeah, it stinks.
But they make everything.
Can I just ask a question? So let's say Shine and anybody else that it is quote woke.
But there's my point
is that if you don't like it, just don't go see it.
Amen, right. Curtis. That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't need to comment on it.
Like, if you're a grown adult bitching about Superman, then you probably have bigger fish to fry.
Right.
Like, in the movie, the one place that he's trying to defend that land that's trying to, that they're having a war on.
Spoiler alert!
Yes. Oh, God.
No, but this is...
Jahanpur.
Yeah.
Was Superman kind of a heffa?
No. But they made a trap.
No, he's a one gal man.
Like, there are certain people that were kind of relating it to Palestine in some way.
Oh, God.
It has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, walk outside.
But it's just these people that... And it's the same usual suspects. It is my boy, Clay Travis... And it is, who's the black dude that can't stand black people?
Is that Jason Whitlock?
Yes. It is the same usual.
Is that what he's known as?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
all time great back in the day sketch was Dave Chappelle, not the white supremacist that was.
Oh, yeah. Clayton Bixby. But it's the same usual suspects who are going, oh, it's like, you know, woke movie, here's the real meaning in it. You're the only one who saw that.
But those people, Wiggy, here's what makes them so hypocritical.
MAGA Courtney.
They will be the first ones screaming from the mountaintop about cancel culture. Then they don't like Superman and they want it to get canceled.
It's so dumb. Yeah. It's a superhero movie. It's legitimately designed for children.
Right. Well,
it's just it's a movie for kids.
Right.
Can we just enjoy it for what it is? Have a little fun. Have a little joy in your life.
And there was not a moment in when you were sitting there watching it where you said, "Oh, this is woke."
No, not at all. There was no, like, you know, relationships that might lead you to believe that they had to make sure that they put the LGBTQT community in there.
there was no
racial element that you would be like, oh.
The wokest thing in it is them saying, telling you that basically everybody can be a punk rocker, Greg.
Well, that was
the wokest thing in it. Relax.
The only other wokest thing is what Superman says at the end to Lex Luthor, and that's
well,
not
don't
even...
say it.
Okay, yeah, I won't say it, but I'm just saying.
All right, Shime, great lead to get us started this morning. Thank you. Coming up, more leads on the Greg Hill Show right here at WEEI. One lead down this morning, four to go, and we will get to Curtis and maybe even Courtney and perhaps even Wiggy coming up momentarily. But first, this morning, let's open the window world of Boston weather window, if you could, Shime, and allow Curtis, our chief weather smoke, to poke his head outside on what might be the best day of the summer, Curtis, when we warm up a little bit.
Right now, it is 57 degrees in Boston.
Read every text Tuesday. somebody said, Greg, go to Florida, you old man, if you're going to complain about it being cold. I don't
if you go, take me with you.
I don't want to go to Florida. I'm fine here. I just don't think in July it should be in the 50s,
right.
In the morning. It should be 70.
June, July, and August in New England, we should get good summer weather all the way through.
Correct. Sorry, Curtis.
Oh, it's fine. I would just say it is gorgeous out, 57 degrees, but I understand you want it to be hot. It's this is the time for it. It's going to be this afternoon. It's going to be in the upper 70s. Beautiful. Mm. Tomorrow's going to be nice as well, mid 80s. Mm. But then by Thursday, 90, and then Friday, it's going to be in the mid to upper 90s in Boston. So it's going to be a hot one. Should be a great weekend at Fenway Park. I hope Fenway doesn't turn back into Dodger Stadium the way it did last year.
Yeah.
But it should be a nice weekend for the Mookie Betts reunion.
Okay. You could get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month from Window World of Boston. Go to windowworldboston.com. Curtis, your lead this morning.
Well, I hate to do back-to-back leads on American institutions being in the news for the wrong reasons, but we heard about Superman. This morning I'm going to address Dairy Queen.
Oh.
And dairy is my queen. I'll tell you that. But unfortunately, there's not enough dairy in their ice cream.
What?
According to the Food and Drug Administration, which is trying to make America healthy again, and I'm all for it, in order to be called ice cream, a product of the United States of America must contain at least 10% milk fat.
Mm.
And Dairy Queen's ice cream is far below that.
Really?
So they must, I just did it. It's not ice cream. Dairy Queen refers to their product that is cold as soft serve, which does not require the same necessary amount of dairy. Mm. So when you go to Dairy Queen, they say, do you want a soft serve?
Right.
Not, do you want an ice cream? Because it is, in fact, not ice cream.
And they don't, so they don't even say, do you want a soft serve ice cream?
Correct.
Because it's not ice cream.
It is not
That's
ice cream.
That's fraudulent.
Oh, wow.
How many people have gone to Dairy Queen and thought when they got a soft serve, it was ice cream?
I have no issue with it. It's delicious.
Okay.
It is a
their
blizzard.
Oreo brownie earthquake.
A blizzard is one of God's gifts on this planet. It is one of my happiest feelings is my first bite of a blizzard.
All right. I haven't been to Dairy Queen in forever. So,
really?
Yeah, so I couldn't tell you.
Oh, so you've never had a blizzard?
I had a blizzard from like McDonald's or Sonic.
No, very different.
All right.
What's your number one choice of what you want in a blizzard?
Oh, I kind of double up a Reese's Oreo.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah, and not Reese's Pieces.
Get
Reese's.
After it, Courtney.
Can I tell you, there was a brief period they had a Snickerdoodle one.
Ooh.
When I was down in Florida, and it was the best thing I've ever had.
Wow. Yes, queen.
Thank you.
Are there not many? I feel like there's not a ton around.
There's one over Natick. By Route 1.
I could give you all
I think
the
that
local
one's closed.
What?
It's one down at Abington.
And on the one on Route 1, I think, that you're talking about, which was on, if you were coming into Boston on that side. Yeah, that one I think is now a Wendy's.
Wait, there's one in Quincy?
Yeah,
if that's the case, I need to go today.
There's one in North Reading.
It's over by the highway on, what is that? Is it? I think it's on 18 heading towards Weymouth.
If you don't go Oreo Blizzard, I mean, I haven't tried the Oreo Reese's. That sounds even better, but Oreo is the goat when it comes to
Where's my ice cream?
617 texter says the Quincy one is near the Four River Bridge.
All right.
You can go there, Curtis.
See you there this afternoon.
Well, that's somewhat disappointing. Next, you're going to tell me that the burgers aren't really brazier. Or whatever. I don't know what that means, but they have the brazier burger over there.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Brazier?
Yeah, you've never seen the signs.
I've never heard that word.
I don't know what it means either. But as a young child, when I used to go to the Dairy Queen in Marlboro with my old man, he'd ask me if I wanted a brazier burger.
Wow, I never even heard of that.
I don't.
Be careful not to Google that because it brings up browsers.
Is that like a different
type
of meat?
Must be the way they cooked it, or somebody will know.
Greg, if you turn around when you were in jail at Clinton, you look like the only thing you would be happy with is the blizzard at that moment,
and a brazier burger.
Right.
Well, Curtis bringing up ice cream. I don't know if Greg saw it, but his favorite place has a new collab coming out.
Oh, yeah, you want to do would Wiggy eat it, or we should probably do would Courtney eat it, or would Courtney drink it. But Van Leeuwen has announced a Guinness ice cream, which, does that sound good to you?
No, I don't like Guinness.
Like a beer-flavored ice cream?
Nah. I like Guinness, and I
you
like...
You love Guinness.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, you like Santo. The flavor of Guinness?
Ugh. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
she's
so
yeah.
good.
Oh. Gross. I love
Courtney
it.
And Santo order them here.
Yes.
Like
really?
Not only in Ireland for yeah. Instagram, but they order them here.
Yeah, we're not frauds when
don't
it comes
come
to
room
our,
temperature?
Our content.
Yeah.
No.
I thought
what?
They were
why
like,
not room temperature. No. They're just like
it's a myth.
A little bit.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So but they do come cold though?
No, I mean I did I don't haven't mentioned I did live in the UK briefly and they do serve them lukewarm when I was there.
The thing is everyone thinks it's a very heavy beer. It's actually a low-cal beer, and it's pretty light. Huh. But I enjoy the taste. I don't know if I would like it in ice cream, but I trust Van Leeuwen that they're not going to make a disgusting ice cream.
I just think of, like, normal stouts, like, when it comes to beers, as an ice cream, actually sounds quite appealing.
Yeah.
Right. I've got no idea what a stout is, but...
Oh, stouts are my
favorite. It's the darker beers. Mm.
There is something called a Terrapin Liquid Bliss. I've not been able to find it up north. When I lived in Charlotte, it was, like, my go-to beer and it was like a chocolate stout that was honestly my mouth's watering thinking about it. A Terrapin Liquid Bliss. If any beer people out there, Fitzy, if you know where I can find that, please let me know.
So Shime, you would like this ice cream, you think?
I would at least give it a shot. 100%. Yeah,
we'll give it a go, Shime.
Yeah, I mean, me and Courtney, I'll dive right in.
Two tree.
All right, we gotta take a break. So a lead from Courtney, a lead from Wiggy, and a lead from me coming up next.